USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will travel to New York and New Jersey next week to survey storm damage from the remnants of Hurricane Ida. With power due back for almost all of New Orleans by next week, Mayor LaToya Cantrell is strongly encouraging residents who evacuated because of Hurricane Ida to begin returning home. This as the cleanup continues in Louisiana and Mississippi from Hurricane Ida. Jim Mackingvale, otherwise known as Mattress Mac, owner of Gallery Furniture in Houston, Texas, joins Fox and Friends on Saturday and discusses how he and the people of Texas are helping those affected by Hurricane Ida.
The focus of the effort, however, has been getting supplies, water, non-perishable food, baby supplies, cleaning supplies, all those type of things, generators, especially generators.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
The White House is doubling its inflation forecast this year. The Biden administration now projecting inflation to rise by 4.8% in the fourth quarter of 2021, up from the 2% forecasted in May. Mike Stacy owns a farm just outside of Decatur, Illinois. He tells CNBC this year looks like a good year for crops, but inflation and uncertainty regarding taxes has him concerned.
All of our dry fertilizer and fuel has gone up since last May of 2020, 30 to 80%. So prices, you know, when our prices go up, seem like everything kind of follows. You know, we got good prices this year, but what's the future going to hold? You always kind of wonder, you know, everything that goes up comes down, and we hope it doesn't come down real fast and too soon.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden enjoying the Labor Day weekend at their Delaware home. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Treatment of women by the Taliban has been highly controversial. They sometimes face public flogging and execution for violation of the Taliban's laws. The Taliban also, in many cases, is encouraging marriage for girls under the age of 16. Zarifa Hadidi escaped Afghanistan after the Taliban murdered her father. She tells Fox News the nightmare is just beginning for women in Afghanistan.
Well, we can all see, the Taliban are back in control in Afghanistan, and you know, the country is in chaos as people are fleeing, and we are worried that, you know, people that lived under the harsh Taliban regime and between 1996 to 2001, and those rules and harsh treatments of women are coming back, and the Taliban are in control, and we are just concerned and fearful of what they are going to do, because we have seen what they are capable of doing just by their treatment of women and minorities in the country.
After two cancellations due to COVID last year, the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast will be back in person again this year. Event Chairman Mark Randall calling it a Catholic reunion. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.